Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love this song.
The arm of the law is indeed long. Detectives in Lenexa believe that they have solved the homicide of a woman killed in 2005. You heard me right. 2005. Lenexa detectives flew to El Salvador this week. They are working to bring a suspect named Angel Maria Herrera back to the metro to face charges. Herrera is wanted for the killing of 30-year-old Maria Morfin Rojas. Investigators found Ms. Morfin Rojas' body in a Lenexa apartment near 77th Terrace in Quivira on September 15th, 2005. She had been stabbed to death. They knew immediately who their chief suspect was, and he was charged in absentia, I believe. The case was worked for, 19 years, and he has been found.
19 years.
Yep. Officer Danny Chavez with the Lenexa Police Department joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Officer, welcome. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, guys. Good to be with you.
Man, who did not give up on this case?
This case really highlights a tremendous team effort led by one of our detectives who, believe it or not, was the detective on the case 19 years ago. And one of the challenges when you're dealing with something that is this old is, you know, officers and detectives retire, they relocate, they move on, they get out of the industry. But in this case, we were dealing with somebody who did not give up on this case and, got the guy locked up.
I'm always curious when somebody is found in a foreign country, which obviously El Salvador is, how is it, without giving away any technique necessarily, but how is it that they're just found? Are they arrested on something else and then their name is put in some sort of international database and it pops up that he's wanted for murder in Lenexa, Kansas, of all places?
Yeah, believe it or not. I mean, obviously, you know, in dealing with a case like this where someone did tragically lose their life, that becomes a higher priority even at an international level than even other types of serious crimes. But you are at the mercy of dealing with that foreign government's you know, the folks in charge there, whether or not they're going to cooperate with the United States extradition.
But he was originally, I'm sorry to interrupt you, officer, please continue. Yeah. I beg your pardon.
Well, yeah, in this case, he was actually arrested in April of 2023 in El Salvador. Took this long for the extradition process to work its way through. But ultimately that happened yesterday when we took him into custody in that country and flew him here to Olathe, late last night. So, yeah, there are definitely some factors involved. One of them is that country going to cooperate with us?
Was this suspect always a suspect from the get-go?
Yeah, he was identified early on as having or being involved in a relationship with our victim. And so through the interview of, people who knew Ms. Morfin Rojas and other bits of evidence we were able to gather, he was identified early on. However, we believe that he actually was already out of the country before we were called to investigate this case.
Now, when the officers or detectives go down to El Salvador, do they fly commercial? Do you take a chartered plane? How do you bring somebody back?
Yeah, well, don't want to get too much into that. I'll just say that our detective, who, like I said, has been on the case since 2005, was accompanied by federal agents, and they flew down there, and a transfer of custody took place, and they flew safely back to the United States late last night, where Mr. Herrera was booked into the Johnson County Jail at about 1 o'clock this morning.
If you were a betting man, is this one of the longest cases the Lenexa PD has had?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 19 years is a long time. And
yeah,
you think about someone who's been the victim of any crime. And if your car's stolen, if your home's been broken into, I mean, every day is an eternity as long as that case is open and a suspect is out there on the loose somewhere. So 19 years, and we think about the victim's family and those that knew her and loved her, that's a long time. But, you know, again, credit to detectives, our federal friends, the district attorney's office, the crime lab. This was not a case that we were going to give up on.
I hope that the main detective is like patting himself on the back right now. At least I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. I can assure you he is. And
good for him.
I haven't had a chance to speak to him today, but can only imagine the feeling of getting to put those handcuffs on and bring him to face justice here in our country and here in our community.
When Herrera was arrested in 2023, were you guys made aware of it then, or did you just recently find out?
We were made aware of it then.
And then, so then this obviously long, dare I say, drawn out process of extradition must begin, because it took 2 years before you guys were able to get permission, if you will, to take him out of El Salvador.
Correct. And that's where we want to give credit to our, you know, our peers in the federal agencies working with them to open those doors to allow us to, you know, work with El Salvador to be able to handle that extradition.
I was just going to say, what's El Salvador like in terms of extradition? I don't know anything about, you know, Central America countries.
Yeah, well, that would be two of us. So that's why we lean on our friends. And governments change, right? I mean, governments change and their policies and practices can change, and whether or not the degree they're cooperating with the United States government at the time. I'm sure there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, but, you know, we give credit to our federal friends for opening that door for us.
How long after the murder did he flee the country? Do we have a timeline on that?
He fled the country, we believe, a few days, before we were tipped off. So we were sent to this apartment just to investigate suspicious activity because somebody noticed that the door was open to the apartment. And our officers went to investigate an open door and sadly found Miss Morphin stabbed to death. And as we begin investigating, we come to find that he had fled probably a few days prior to the homicide. So, he probably left pretty quickly after the homicide took place.
Hmm. Do you know, and maybe this is above all of our pay grades, do you know if he had a job down in El Salvador, had started a family or something, married?
Yeah, I can't really speak to what he's been doing for the last 19 years. You know, initially he fled into Mexico, so how much time he spent in what particular country, no, it's not something I could really speak to, what life's been like for him.
Well, Officer Danny Chavez, congratulations to the department and certainly
yes.
to the detective who would not give up. And, you know, assuming that this ends in a conviction, another congratulations as well.
19 years. Impressive.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Be well. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. That's Officer Danny Chavez with the Lenexa Police Department. You know, I'm sure this detective in Lenexa was just sitting by the phone waiting for a call someday that never came. And I'm sure he didn't work every day on this case. I mean, there's only so many leads you can follow, and we know who we're looking for. We just don't know. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. And then one day, phone rings. Hello. Detective so-and-so, yeah, we've got your man down here in El Salvador.
In custody. Yeah.
And then you have to wait 2 years until you can get him out. Man. 913-586-7798. What an incredible case. And what an incredible ending to this tragic case is what I should have said. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.